Liberty. Here are today's contestants. A physician from Bear, Delaware, Muhammad Ali. An attorney from Boston, Massachusetts, Joanna LaRoy. And our returning champion, a data scientist from Chicago, Illinois, Alex Damish, whose two-day cash winnings total $26,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our show. A little bit of a nip in the air here in our studio today. Let's see if we can warm things up with a lively contest. Mohammed, Joanna, and Alex, good luck. Here we go. Now the categories. First off, I won't be in today. Next, TV people. Clues about the 2019 National Geographic Travel Photo Contest. Clues about some of the winners. Military jargon and slang, followed by five clicks. Special ops, OP in quotation marks. We know what that means. Alex, go.
I'll take National Geographic for 600.
The grand prize winner shows a village on this largest island. Buildings colored according to their function are helpful in a snowy landscape. Joanna.
What is Greenland?
That's it.
TV people for 1,000.
The a la prima art technique allowed this man, who passed away in 1995, to complete a painting in 30 minutes on PBS. Joanna?
It was Bob Ross.
You got him.
TV People 800.
As a series creator and actor, he has cast himself as the righteous Jesse Gemstone, as well as the crass Kenny Powers. Joanna?
It was Danny McBride.
Right.
TV People 600.
This children's character, played by Bob Keeshan, wasn't Australian. He was named for the large pouches in his coat. Joanna?
Who's Captain Kangaroo?
Yep, you're on a roll.
TV people for 400.
On Dead to Me, Linda Cardellini befriends this married with children actress at a grief support group. Joanna?
Who's Christine Applegate?
Right.
TV people for 200.
Jenna Bush Hager has a big wine glass to fill, replacing Kathy Lee Gifford as co-host of this show's fourth hour.
What Muhammad. Is it, Today's Show?
Today's Show, yes.
National Geographic 1000?
Adapted to their alpine home, these wild goats with distinctive horns survey their domain. Alex.
What are ibexes?
Yes.
Photo contest 800.
Vultures can soar gracefully for hours and are classified, along with hawks and eagles, as these, from the Latin for to seize.
Muhammad. What are birds of prey?
No. Alex.
What are predators?
No. They're classified as raptors. Back to you, Alex.
Military jargon 400.
Chest candy means these. Joanna.
What are medals?
Yep.
I won't be in today for 1,000.
From him, around the year 1400. Finished writing my tales and I'm off to find a proofreader. Might take a while. Muhammad.
Chaucer?
Yes, that's right.
I won't be in 800?
Answer? Daily double. You're on the board on the plus side with 400, but you can risk up to 1,000.
I guess I will risk 1,000.
All right, here's the clue. In 1913, from this junior capitalist, working from home in my new mansion at 102 feet, the tallest house yet built in New York City.
Who is Gracie?
No, who is John D. Rockefeller Jr. All right, you're at negative 600. Plenty of time left. Go.
Military jargon 600.
On board a U.S. Navy ship, polywogs turn into shellbacks when they've crossed this geographic line. Don't overcomplicate it when they cross the equator. Muhammad, back to you.
We'll do military for 800.
Common term referring to the means by which a significant other breaks up with a service member by mail. Alex.
What is a Dear John letter?
Yes.
Military jargon 1,000.
Ejecting from an aircraft and using a parachute is called hitting this fabric. Hitting the silk. Alex.
Five clicks for 600.
Ray and Tom Magliozzi were known as Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, when they hosted this long-running NPR radio show. And that was Car Talk. All right, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back. Before we move on, a couple of changes in scoring to announce, and both of them go to the National Geographic category. Muhammad, your response with regard to vultures and birds of prey, you said birds of prey, right?
Yes.
The judges now decide that they should have accepted that. So you're getting $1,600, which means you're on the plus side with $1,000. So congratulations on that score. Now, tell me about this unofficial holiday that you and your wife celebrate just around Thanksgiving. We're past that, but...
Well, what we do every year, my friends and I, we get together and celebrate pre-Thanksgiving. It comes from a time where we had friends going out of the country for Thanksgiving, and we all wanted to get together and have turkey and that sort of thing together. So we've been doing it about 11 years now.
Hey, sounds like it's a fun time for everybody.
Absolutely.
Okay, good for you. Joanna Leroy from Boston, Massachusetts, an attorney who has lived in Spain on not one, not two, but three different occasions?
I have, yeah. I couldn't get enough. I went there an undergrad for a semester and fell in love with it. And
where were you living?
In Madrid. All three times Madrid. Best one. And then I went back for a year after I graduated. Loved it so much, I went back for a semester of law school,
okay,
which is really interesting.
Sounds to me like if you become fluent in Spanish, that you might want to wind up living in Madrid.
That would be the dream, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good for you. Alex, you're our champion, and I have good news for you, as we had for Muhammad a little while ago. Our judges have decided that the response you gave about predators was acceptable. Now, you would not have been penalized, so we're not going to take any money away from you. We're going to credit you with the $800 we did take away from you.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, good. Well, let's move on, shall we? All right, you're in command of the board. Go ahead, make a selection.
I'll take special ops for $600.
Adjective meaning ostentatiously lavish. Muhammad.
What is opulent?
That's it.
Special ops 400?
It's from the Latin for favorable, when it knocks. Open the door. Joanna.
What is opportunity?
Good.
Ops for 200.
A general disposition to expect the best. Joanna.
What is optimism?
That's right.
Op for 800.
A musical work not as serious as Rigoletto. Babes in Toyland, for example. Alex.
What is light opera?
No. What is operetta? Back to you, Joanna.
Ops for 1,000.
It's a branch of physics, or the way a situation looks in the public eye. Alex.
What is optics?
Right.
5 clicks for 400.
It's internet content designed to get you to navigate to a website where you may possibly be disappointed. Joanna.
What is clickbait?
Clickbait, right.
Clicks for 200.
In McMurray's diagnostic test, feeling a click in the wrong place can indicate a meniscal tear in this joint. Joanna.
What is the knee?
Knee is right.
Clicks for 800.
Heard by the musicians, click tracks use this device to keep tempo in a song. And the device is a metronome. Joanna.
Clicks for 1,000.
The X factor of this South African language is 18 different clicks. Alex.
What is Joja?
Yes, Kosa.
I won't be in today, 600.
From Billy Clanton, October 26, 1881. Got a dental appointment with this killer dentist. And that would be Doc Holliday in Battle of the OK Corral. Less than a minute now, Alex.
Travel photo 400.
The giant wave here was captured on the east side of this island of about 1 million people, where big waves are a way of life. Joanna.
What is Hawaii?
The
island, big island?
Nope. Muhammad or Alex? Talking about Oahu. Back to you, Alex.
Military jargon 200.
The Band-Aid is Vietnam-era slang for this important member of a combat unit. Alex.
What is a medic?
Right.
Won't be in today, 400.
From her in 1921. I'm traveling to get presented with a gram of radium by President Harding, but I'm available on cell. Au revoir. Joanna.
Who's Marie Curie?
Yes.
Today, 200.
To her teachers in Stockholm, I'm starting a strike to protest climate change, then sailing to New York. Try me on sat phone. Joanna.
Who's Greta Thunberg?
Yes.
Last category, last clue for 200, please.
Here's a view passengers can't get, taken from high above SFO, this facility. Mohammed.
What is San Francisco Airport?
That's it. And that takes you up to 1,800. You're going first in double jeopardy, however, trying to catch Joanna, who has the lead at 5,200. Stay with us. We have two changes in scoring to announce. First of all, Alex, we come to you. We should have accepted your response of light opera. So we are crediting you now with $1,600. And Joanna, we have bad news for you. You put an extra R in Greta Thunberg's name. So we have to deduct $400 from you, which means you and Alex are tied for the lead. And it doesn't affect Mohammed at all because he's going first in Double Jeopardy. And here are the categories for you. Lafayette, It Is There, followed by Pop Quiz, Literary Works of the 1820s. We're going way back. Oh, what a disaster. We'll deal with linguistics, and you'll love this one, the Electoral Collage. Where do we start?
Let's do linguistics for 1600.
As in saying the word cough, a glottal stop is a speech sound made by closing these and releasing them. Alex.
What are palates?
No.
What are Mohammed? The vocal cords?
Vocal cords, yes.
Linguistics 2000?
Schleicher's Fable was written by a linguist in 1868 in PIE, or Proto-This, the ancestor of tongues from Hindi to English. Alex.
What is Indo-European?
Correct.
What is a disaster for 2000?
How bad can this Italian word be if it describes a bottle for Chianti? And the word is fiasco. Back to you, Alex.
Literary works for 2000.
Conrad Wallenrod from 1828 is an epic poem about a Lithuanian prince fighting this invading German crusading order. And that would be the Teutonic Knights. Alex?
2000 Lafayette.
Located entirely within Norfolk, Virginia, the Lafayette River meets the Elizabeth River just below the anchorage area called These Roads. Mohammed.
What are Hampton Roads?
Good.
Lafayette 1600?
An obelisk near Lafayette, Indiana, memorializes this 1811 battle where William Henry Harrison gained fame. Mohammed.
What is Tippecanoe?
You are right again.
1200 Lafayette?
Lafayette, Louisiana is home to the Live This Society, whose members are trees with girths of 8 feet or more. We're talking about live oaks. Back to you, Mohammed.
Lafayette 800?
Lafayette, Alabama has an 8-foot bronze statue of this native son and 1930s and 40s heavyweight champ. Mohammed.
Who is Lewis?
Joe Lewis, yes.
Lafayette 400.
New Orleans' Lafayette Square is just south of this district, also known as the Vieux Carré, naturellement. Alex.
What is the Bourbon District?
Nope. Mohammed.
What is the French Quarter?
That's it.
Linguistics 1200.
Trilling is a synonym for verbally doing this with your R's. Repeatedly. Joanna.
What is rolling then?
Rolling, yes.
Pop quiz for 2000.
Nirvana was Kurt Cobain, Dave Grohl, and this bassist. Correct response. Who is Chris Novoselic? Joanna.
Pop quiz for 1600.
Real name Melissa, with albums like Supa Dupa Fly, she's the first female hip hop artist in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. That would be Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. Back to you, Joanna.
Pop quiz for 1200.
On 2019 album charts, Khalid was neighbors with this similar named artist's father of Assad. Mohammed.
Who is DJ Khalid?
Khalid, yes.
Pop quiz 800.
A band references its own name in the lyric Counting These, one for sorrow, two for joy. Joanna.
What are crows?
Good.
Pop quiz for 400.
Look what you made me do, you alliterative British singer. I can't stop humming your 2019 single, Dancing with a Stranger. Mohammed.
Who is Sam Smith?
Yes.
Electoral Collage 2000.
The Commonwealth Electoral Bill of 1924 made voting in federal elections compulsory in this country. Alex.
What is Australia?
Right.
What a disaster, 1600.
Before it described an accident, contretemps was a word for a false thrust or pass in this sport. Thrust or pass in fencing. Back to you, Alex.
Literary work, 1600.
Answer, the first of the daily doubles in the round. And you and Joanna tied, trailing Mohammed by an even $3,000.
Yes, I'll bet $4,000.
Okay, here is the clue. Jane Webb Loudon wrote the first novel about one of these creatures, including the line, "Weak, feeble worm," exclaimed Cheops.
Like a sphinx? What is a sphinx?
No, what is a mummy? A mummy. So you drop down. A lot of clues left, though. Go.
Electoral College 1200.
Answer there. You have a daily double. You have less money to put at risk now. You have $2,800 only.
So I guess I'll make a true daily double.
All right, here is the clue. This electoral change didn't come to Switzerland until 1971, 51 years after it came to the United States.
What is female suffrage?
That's it, yes. $5,600. You're back in it.
Electoral College, 1600.
This word for a voting district is from the Latin for surrounding area. And that word is precinct. Less than a minute now, Alex.
Disaster, 1200.
The book series about this scenario includes retirement and politics. And that would be the worst case scenario. Alex?
Literary, 1200.
He published many novels in the decade, including The Pirate, set in the Shetland and Orkney Islands. And the author is Sir Walter Scott. Alex?
Linguistics, 8.
George Lakoff argues that these figures of speech, like he's at the peak of health, are fundamental to how we see the world. Joanna?
What are metaphors?
Metaphors, yes.
Literary, 800.
Two characters in her novel, The Last Man, are portraits of her late husband and of Lord Byron. Joanna?
Who is Shelley?
Mary Shelley, yes. And with that, you go to 8,400. It's still anybody's game. It's all coming down to Final Jeopardy, as it should. And today the category is Historic Lists. Clue in a moment.
A student convinces a teacher to quit her job.
A 9-year-old understood the chaos in the classroom.
Yes. The heart-wrenching letter that pushed her to make such a drastic decision.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
The Geico Gecko was in two places at once, the city of Bristol, shared by these two states. What are Virginia and Tennessee? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Category for Final Jeopardy, Historic Lists. Players, here's your clue. Why does not the Pope build the Basilica of St. Peter with his own money, rather than with the money of poor believers, is one of these. 30 seconds, good luck, players. All right, we'll come to Alex first. She had 5,600. She was in third place. She wrote down, what are Luther's theses? You are correct, young lady. And what did you risk and add? 1,749. That takes you to 7,349. Takes us to Joanna. She had 8,400. Not looking happy, though. She wrote down nothing. And so she will lose how much? 2,801, dropping her down to 5,599. And taking us to Muhammad Ali, 9,800 going into final. And he wrote down, what is Luther's list of... You didn't complete your response, and so we have to rule against you. Unfortunately, let's see if it's going to cost you a lot. Oh, and it does. 7,001. You're going to finish in third place. And Alex, congratulations. You remain Jeopardy champion. And your three-day total now, 33,549. We'll see you again tomorrow. And you as well, we hope.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Denture wearers get 75% stronger all-day hold with C-Bond denture seals. Wildly adhesive.
Pain thinks it makes the rules, but the rules just changed. Icy Hot Lidocaine Dry Spray. No residue, no mess. New Icy Hot Lidocaine Dry Spray.
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond.